Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, Text
23.
Aho bhakiyam stanakala kutam jighamsaya payayad apyasad vi lepe gatiam darch yuchitam tatoman yam kam vadaya lum sharanam vrajena. Translation. Alas, how should I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast.
O vargas man, kur aš dar rasiu globėją gailestingesnį už tą, kuris žvelgia kaip į savo motiną į nedorą raganą Putaną, nors susitepusi savo krūtį mirtinais nuodais, davė ją žįsti vietą.
Here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemy. It is said that a noble man accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee, Yashoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or a shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living creature, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter?
Šios pamfados komentaras. Epizodas su Ragana Putana, jį kalba Bosnas, yra gangalinio viešpatės gailestingumo komisijos. Net ir savo priešams žodinas. Pasakyta, kad kiekvienas žmogus pastebi tik geriausius abejotinos reputacijos žmogaus bruožus. Lygiai kaip ir tas, kas sugeba išgauti nektaro lašą iš naudų vandenyno. Kaip ir pasisigrožęs į viešpačią. Ragana vardu Putana, davė nuostabiam vaikui mirtinus vodus. Tačiau, būdama demonė, ji nežinojo, kad net ėmėsis kūdikio vaidmens, aukščiausias viešpats. Tai yra tas pats aukščiausias dievo asmuo. Dėl to, kad viešpats norėdamas suteikti džiaugsmą savo ištikimai bakliai Jašodai, pasitikė kūdikio, jis neprarado aukščiausiojo viešpaties galią. Viešpats gali pasirodyti paprastų žmogaus kūdikiu, Богът то, аз не си ги чин. Не сте създали ека обшаусес, тъчел. Къде кокю грешту аскетешко жиду емкус и могос, кокю гарю йонас и сетани, и си някакъв си се ниган, съобщаусе джо вяшкача. Тъй, вяшкац Кришна, пъжверги и путана кипи мойтана, къде ги цинато си, изнича мойтана има и тема и листава путиле. Dėl to viešpas priima iš gyvosios būtybės pačią menkiausią paslaugą ir dosniausiai už ją atsidėkoja. Toks būdingas Krišnos bruožas, kad kas jei ne viešpas, gali būti galutinis visų gyvų būtybių prieglobstis.
Aho akiyam stanikalo kutam, jikhamsaya payad akisavi, Lei pei getim dach yuchitam tatom yam. Kam va dayalum sharanam vrijena. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he, who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her grace.
Vargas man, kur aš dar atrasi globėją gailestingesnį už tą, kuris žvelgia į savo motiną į nedorą raganą Putaną, nors jis sutapusi savo krūtį mirtinais nuodais, davė ją žysti ir viešpačiai.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutanaya Jiva Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Manikrajani Nirvishesha Shunkarani Kastuchyade Shukarani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasudhi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakam Trivyasyaki Vasindhu Vyavisha Padidana Pavadiyo Vaishnavedyo Namo Namo. We will be reading from this part of Srimad Bhagavatam for the next few days.
Šiandieną dieną nuo šitos vietos mes toliau skaitysime Bhagavatam.
And it is truly one of the most beautiful parts of the Bhagavatam.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra viena iš pačių nuostabiausių, gražiausių Bhagavatam vietų istorijoje.
And this particular verse is one of the most special verses in the Bhagavatam.
Ir konkrečiai, šitas posmas yra vienas iš pačių nuostabiausių Bhagavatam užrašytų posmų.
Of course, every verse in the Bhagavatam is very, very special.
Žinoma, bet kuris posmas Bhagavatam yra tikrai ypatingas.
But when it comes to the subject of mercy, particularly mercy on the fallen, this verse is very special.
Bet pasirink malonės, malonės pūrusių atžvilgių, šitas posmas suvaidina svarbų vaidmenį.
We have mentioned on a number of occasions Srila Jiva Goswami in his Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, he raises a question.
Sankalpa Kalpa Druma Goswami, kaip jau esame minėję eilę kartų, Jiva Goswami užduoda vieną klausimą.
The question is, why should we or anyone, why should we surrender to Krishna? Why should we become devotees of Krishna?
Ir jis klausė tiesiai šviesiai. Kam gi mums atsiduoti viešpačiui? Kam gi mums tapti Krišnos atsidavusiais aplamai?
Of course, there are a number of very good reasons, important reasons.
Žinoma, priežasčių tai yra ir yra svarbių priežasčių, kodėl priežasčių, kodėl taip daryti.
Krishna is God and we are his eternal servants.
Pavyzdžiui, Krishna yra Dievas, o mes esame amžini jo tarnai.
That's a very good reason to surrender to Krishna, to become his devotee. Krishna is very great and we are very small. It's a good reason to take shelter of Krishna, become his devotee.
Dėl to dar viena priežastis, vienas pagrindas, da, kodėl tapti Krišnos atsidavusiai.
However, Jiva Goswami presents a particular reason.
Bet Jiva Goswami duoda mums ypatingą priežastį.
He says, we should become devotees of Krishna, we should surrender to Krishna, because Krishna is so merciful to his devotee. And he gives a number of verses, he presents a number of verses from the Bhagavatam, which show that.
Duoda kaip įrodymą, pagrindimą to.
First of all, he gives a verse from the 10th canto regarding how Krishna danced with the gopis. Krishna danced with the gopis, he embraced them, sometimes he kissed them. So Bhagavatam says that such mercy from the Lord was never received by
Lakshmi Devi.
And also never by any of the demigod esses from the heavenly
planets.
They could never dream of that.
Yes, that's apie tai negalėjo.
Well, perhaps they could dream of it, but they could never get it.
Gerai, sapnuoti galimas ir prisisapnuodavo, bet realybėje to niekada negalėjo pasiekti.
And then Bhagavatam says, what to speak of ordinary material women? So, that is one verse that Jiva Goswami quotes. Then he quotes also 10th canto, the chapter 9, verse 20. In that verse, the Bhagavatam is talking about Mother Yashoda. How Lord Krishna used to suck her breast and be with her all day, every day.
Ir tam posme kalbama, kaip viešpats Krišna mėgaudavo su savo mamos krūties pienu, kaip visą dieną su ja kartu prabūdavo.
And Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and also Lakshmi, they never got that mercy.
Viešpats Brahma, viešpats Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, tokios malonės niekada nėra gavę.
Prasadam, Lady Ray, Gopi, that no one received mercy like Mother
Yashoda.
And then he quotes another verse from the 10th
canto.
There the Bhagavatam is glorifying the good fortune of the cowherd boys. They would just run and joke and played with Krishna.
E ela rezava-se, posaldava-se Krishna.
So, the Bhagavatam expresses that how on earth or how anywhere did they get such mercy? Kripta Punya Putijaya, what pious activities must they have performed? For an ordinary person, it is quite inconceivable. And then Srila Jiva Goswami quotes this verse. First of all, the verse about the gopis, then Mother Yashoda, then the cowherd boy. And then the conditioned souls, and even an extreme conditioned soul like Putana. So these are very amazing examples, these verses, illustrating very vividly how Krishna is extremely merciful to his devotees.
Matosi akivaizdžiai, kiek Krishna, kaip Krishna yra ypatingai neįtikėtinai maloninga savo atsidavusiems.
And it is described also in the commentaries how Shukadev Goswami came out of the womb of his mother and ran away.
Bhagavata pasakoja istorijas apie Shukadeva Goswami, kuris tik gimęs
his father, Srila Vyasadeva, was running behind him, trying to catch him, calling out, "Oh, my son!" But Srila Vyasadeva did not stop. He just ran away. So the description is then that Srila Vyasadeva sent out a search party of some of his disciples. Go out, try to find my son. None of his disciples had actually seen Shukadev Goswami because he just ran away as soon as he came out of the womb. So Goswami told those disciples, "What do you do? You just wander around reciting these same verses out
loud."
And after some time, you'll see a rather wild-looking teenager. He will approach you.
Ir po kurio laiko jūs galbūt pastebėsite vieną paauglį, kuris gali atrodyti kaip sulaukėjęs, jisai bus link jūsų. Nes šitie posmai jį apžavės. Ir tai yra mano sūnus.
Don't say anything to him.
Nekalbėkit su juo visai.
Just keep reciting those verses.
Toliau cituokite šitos posmus.
And just walk back here and he'll follow you.
Grįžkite namo, kartodami tuos posmus, o jisai paskos atseks jums.
And so that's what they did and that's what happened. And in this way, Shivadeva Goswami returned home for a while and learned Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila
Vyasadeva.
So right here in the beginning parts of the third canto, this is Uddhava speaking with Vidura. And this is immediately after Lord Krishna left this
world.
And of course we know that of all the devotees other than the Vrijvasis, Uddhava was the closest to Krishna.
Uddhava
would spend the whole day every day with Krishna. And they were always talking and discussing things, and even Krishna would ask Uddhava for advice. So, like this, their relationship was very intimate and very deep. But then suddenly Lord Krishna left this
world.
And so Uddhava is lamenting in separation from
Krishna.
And we'll see over the next few verses what amazing feelings and thoughts he expresses. So here he is lamenting that now Krishna has gone, how will I find someone else who can be merciful to me like Krishna
was? Kadangi Krishna jau paliko šį pasaulį, ką aš dabar rasiu dar kitą, tokį maloningą kaip viešpatį Krishna?
Who could be a substitute for Krishna?
Kas gali prilygti Krishna?
Because Krishna, he was so kind, he was so merciful.
Krishna buvo tiek neįtikėtinai maloningas ir mielas.
He accepted Putana.
Putana
was such a demon. She came and said here, Kalakutam, stana Kalakutam. On her breast was Kalakuta poison. That is such devastating poison. Little bit can kill 100
elephants.
So she came like that just to kill little baby
Krishna.
So what a shocking, ghastly type of person.
Kas tai per asmenybę turėtų būti žiauri.
But see the character of Krishna.
Bet visi atkreipti dėmesį į Krishnos charakterį.
What a merciful, kind person.
Koks jis yra neįtikėtinai maloningas.
Not only did he accept her and not really not reject her. He gave her a position in the kingdom of God. He gave her a position there as a mother or as a nurse. So, we can just consider if anyone has ever done anything against us, something nasty to us before, then how did we feel about that person?
Quem parcela começa do João, por esse canal de Aurós, e aqui em Gostinho dos Trons, como será Padares?
It would be one thing to say, perhaps, if one was able, to say, well, I forgive you, okay.
Que é alça, que é o canal da Alfarita, que é o ajudou, não é alça, achar, achar.
But to give that person some great gift, Only someone of extremely high character, pure heart, could possibly do that. So despite how nasty Putana was to Krishna himself, still, he immediately gave her this great, great mercy.
Bhagavatam
describes how when Putana was approaching Krishna in the room, Krishna was in the cradle. Then she initially saw little Krishna lying there on his back. And some little touch of motherly feeling was awoken momentarily in her heart. Maybe for 1 second or a fraction of a second. A little motherly attraction, but then forgotten completely. And then she just went ahead and tried to kill him. But Krishna sucked on her breast, sucked all the poison. Sucked some of her breast milk. And sucked out her life. And that was the end of Putana. Das Vidanya Putana. But she didn't go to hell, which is generally where people like that go. She went to Goloka, and when you go there, we hope at the end of this life, you may meet
her.
So Ramakrishna Goswami refers to Putana's previous lifetime. She was either the daughter or sister different versions of Bali Maharaj.
Jedna je bilo Arudhakse, a što su Bali Maharaj, jer ima i vas interpretacija što se stoja.
The eighth canto describes how Bali Maharaj took away the heavenly planets and the whole universe from Indra and the demigods. And Bali Maharaj, well, he's the king of the demons. So anyway, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Vamana. In order to take back the universe from Bali. So he came into that assembly of Bali Maharaj. Looking very sweet and very saintly as a little 5-year-old
brahmachari.
And Bali Maharaj's sister daughter saw Vamana and she was very much struck by him. She was just a young girl, maybe teenage girl. But she saw this beautiful little boy and she felt, oh, he is so nice. I'd like to have him as my son. And if he was my son, I would breastfeed him. That would just be so wonderful. So of course, as we know, Lord Vamana then proceeded to basically trick Bali Maharaj and take away the whole universe from him. So the young girl, she was shocked. What a rascal, how could he do that? I thought he was just a sweet, innocent little brahmachari. So then she made up her mind. All right, maybe I'll have him as my son and maybe I will breastfeed him. But if I do, I'll put poison on my breast and I'll kill him. Then she was born as
Putana.
So, but it really is just such an outstanding display of mercy.
Bet kuriuo atveju matot, jis negali įsivaizduoti, kokią malonę išlieja jam Krishna.
And Prabhupada is making the point in the purport that this is one way how you can judge the character of a person.
Prabhupada komentare labai gražiai pažymi, kad tai yra vienas iš puikiausių būdų, kaip spręsti apie žmogaus charakterį iš jo
nuomonės. Of really high character can overlook another person's faults and disqualifications.
Gero charakterio, savos charakterio žmogus gali visai nesunkiai nepastebėti, nematyti blogų kito žmogaus charakterio savybių.
And just take the good qualities and focus on them and build on them.
Ir matyti tik geras savybės yra. Ir remiantis tomis geriamis savybėmis ir savo santykius Senhor.
So this is Krishna.
Tenha.
This is why we should be devotees of Krishna. Prabhupada also mentions that Krishna, even though he was little child, he had only been born few days before. But that does not restrict him or limit him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In one of the purports in this part of the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that some people they teach, they say that if you can meditate, you can perform austerities and like this, and then you can become God. But Prabhupada makes the point that at this stage, Krishna is a few days old. Prabhupada says he has not had time yet to meditate and become God. So he was already God. And not just partially God, a partially developed form of God. He was the full, complete Swayam Bhagavan, original Supreme Personality of God.
Yes, no,
who was the next demon that Krishna killed? Second one. Shakatasura. And then Trinavada is the third. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada describes there in regard to Krishna killing Shakatasura. Krishna was 3 months old at that time. He had been lying under one big cart. Mother Yashoda left him there to attend to the various guests who were there in her house. And just like when she put him down at the beginning of the Damodara-lila, Krishna got very upset. In the Damodara-lila, he got upset and he smashed the pot of yogurt. He smashed some pots of butter. Now he's small. He's not a few years old. He's just 3 months old. But what he did, lying on his back, he kicked that cart. And that cart just exploded. There were pieces of cart just everywhere.
vežimo darius apsarginės ir apsarginės ir skalakstė po šalis.
On that cart, there were many big pots and cooking utensils.
Šitą vežimą buvo sudėta gausybė įvairiausių puodų, valdinių, gaminimo įrankių.
Big food for life pots.
Tokio dydžio, kur for life maistas sielai kūnui puodų.
To cook for 1,000 people.
Tūkstančių žmonių gaminimų skirtų.
They just went flying.
Ir jis išskrido.
Everyone came out, what happened?
Ir visi susirinko čia ir galvojo, kas čia dabar nutiko?
And the other children who had been there, they just pointed in Krishna, at Krishna and said, it was him.
Ir vaikai susirinkę, kaip visi manančiam akimis, jie savo sveikiausia, kad šiai rodo į Krishna, jis yra, čia jo kojų darbas.
He kicked the cart.
Jisai spyrė vežimą.
It's his fault.
Vežimas išsirastė, jisai kaltas nenas.
And all the adult stages couldn't accept.
Ir suaugusieji negalėjo patikėti tokiais tokiom vaikų pasakojimais.
Anyway, Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakura makes a point there in his commentaries on those verses.
Bet Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakuras šitiems postams komentuodamas pamini.
And Prabhupada refers to those comments.
Ir Śrīla Prabhupada remiasi jo komentarais.
And they say, this is proof that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ir sakoma, kad būtent tai yra įrodymas, kad Krishna yra pirminis, aukščiausias dievas.
Well, that demon, the Shakatasura, he was on the cart, or some say he was the cart.
Ir sakoma. Šakatasūra, jis buvo tame vežimės, kai kas sako, kad jis ir buvo vežimas Šakatasūra.
So he got killed in that whole process.
Ir šito viso proceso sprogimo metu jisai žuvo.
So, therefore they say that Krishna killed this demon just lying on his back with this one, not even both, but just one little lotus foot.
Ir sakoma, kad Krishna, būdamas trijų mėnesių, su savo viena, ne abiem kojom, su viena pėdyte, lotusine mažyte pėdute.
When the Lord wanted to kill Hiranyakashipu, he had to take the gigantic form of Nrisimhadev.
Kai Viešpats norėjo nugalabyti Hiranyakashipu, jam reikėjo, jis priėmė gigantišką didžiulę Nrisimhadevos formą.
And there was a big fight.
Ir ten užvirė rimtas mūšis.
He grabbed hold of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu escaped.
Jis sučiupo Hiranyakashipu su savo letinčiu, bet Hiranyakashipu kažkiek tai išsprūdo.
Finally he caught Hiranyakashipu and killed him.
Ir galų galą jis tai sučiupo Hiranyakashipu, išdraskė jį.
But in this case, little Lord Krishna with his one 3-month-old lotus foot.
Bet šituo atveju, trijų mėnesių Krishna kūdikis, viso labo, sumažytas savo lotus nepėdute.
One little kick, and this demon is dead instantly.
Ir truputėlį tik tai spirtelėjo su savo pėdute į tą vežimą ir viskas baigė demonų galas.
This proves Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most powerful.
Krishna yra aukščiausias dievas. Ir yra pats galingiausias iš visų.
So, just see, Krishna is a unique person.
Krishna neįtikėtinas, unikalus.
And over the next few days, we will read a few more verses which bring out some more points like this.
Ir patinėčių dėl bėgyje, ir nagrinėsime šitas pasmanas iš šitos istorijos.
Hare Krishna. Oh, we're running late. Let us just finish here.
Taigi, mes dabar su paskaita, čia baigiame.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Bhakti Chaitanya
Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you.